Bienvenidos a SpanishPod101.com. Mi nombre es Lizzie.
Hi, everybody. Alan here.
Newbie series lesson number 18.
Is it raining? Hello, everybody, and welcome back to SpanishPod101.com. Coming to you from Lima, Peru.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
That's right. Now, today we have another newbie lesson.
That's right. Newbie lesson 18.
Now, for any of our new listeners, this newbie series at SpanishPod101.com is designed for anyone who's new to the language.
That's why it's aptly named Newbie.
Okay, so Lizzie, today we're going to look at some more weather expressions.
Always a good conversation starter.
That's right. Now, this time we'll focus on expressions related to rain. La lluvia. I love the way that word sounds. Could you say it for me?
Of course. La lluvia, la lluvia, la lluvia.
Oh, la lluvia. Although I guess the other expression would be rain, rain, go away, and come again another day.
¡Qué bonito suena! So today's conversation takes place here in Lima, the capital of Peru, where Carmen and Paola talk about the wet weather.
You know, Lizzie, it's nice to talk about the wet weather right now since we're still in summer.
Well, for you it is, but I like the cooler winter weather, even if it does get damp.
Yeah, that's something that's pretty interesting about Lima. It only gets wet in the winter months.
Right. Here we have un microclima, a microclimate.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, you never get that thunderstorm in the summer that clears the air and cools everything down.
Lima is renowned for its humidity.
All right, we have a lot to cover today.
Yes, we do. So let's get into today's conversation. ¿Está lloviendo?
No, no es lluvia, es llovizna.
Mira, las gotas son chiquititas. ¿Las ves?
Sí, las veo, pero tampoco es llovizna, es garúa.
Ya veo, Paola. Es garúa y es muy misteriosa.
And now, slower.
Una vez más. Esta vez, lentamente.
¿Está lloviendo?
No, no es lluvia. Es llovizna.
Mira, las gotas son chiquititas. ¿Las ves?
Sí, las veo. Pero tampoco es llovizna. Es garúa.
Ya veo, Paola. Es garúa y es muy misteriosa.
And now, with the translation.
Ahora incluiremos la traducción.
¿Está lloviendo?
Is it raining?
No, no es lluvia, es llovizna.
No, it's not rain, it's a drizzle. Mira, las gotas son chiquititas. ¿Las ves?
Look, the raindrops are tiny. Do you see them?
Sí, las veo, pero tampoco es llovizna. Es garúa.
Yeah, I see them, but it's not a drizzle either. It's mist.
Ya veo, Paola. Es garúa y es muy misteriosa.
Now I get it, Paola. It's mist and it's very mysterious. Lizzie, isn't Lima a very unique place in the winter? I think that this conversation touches on this a little bit.
Definitely. First of all, it never rains here. The precipitation that we have is finísimo. It's very, very fine.
Right. And what's this called?
We call it garúa.
And something that's interesting about this kind of precipitation is that it doesn't really fall. Or if it falls, it doesn't fall very fast.
Right. It just kind of hangs around. We often feel like we're living in the clouds, even though we're at sea level.
That's kind of poetic, but you're right. It's just sort of wet air, isn't it?
Yeah, thanks, Alan. During the spring and in the fall, this mist rolls off of the sea and into the city.
Is that why Carmen calls it mysterious?
I think so. When this happens at night, it gives the city such a strange appearance. When you're walking on the street and you see someone a little ways away, all you can see is their silhouette.
It really is mysterious, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes. But it's really hard to describe, which is why you all should come to Peru to see it for yourselves.
Okay, friends, on to the vocab. Here we're going to break down these words syllable by syllable so that you can hear exactly how each word sounds.
Vamos.
So, let's begin with...
Llover.
To rain.
Llover, llover.
Next we'll hear...
Llovizna.
Drizzle.
Llovizna, llovizna.
Okay, now we'll listen to...
Gota.
Drop, raindrop.
Gota, gota.
Next we'll hear...
Chiquitito, chiquitita.
Tiny.
Chiquitito, chiquitita. Chiquitito, chiquitita.
Okay, let's move on to...
Garúa.
Mist.
Garúa, garúa.
And finally...
Misterioso, misteriosa.
Mysterious.
Misterioso, misteriosa. Misterioso, misteriosa. Alan, before we move on, let's look a little closer at the word chiquitito.
It comes from the word chico.
And we know that chico means...
It means small.
What's the function of this word?
It's modifying the noun gotas. Lizzie, I have a question for you. What do we call a word that modifies a noun like this?
It's an adjective.
Aha, right. Mm-hmm. Now, what's special about this word chiquitito is that it's one of the ways of forming the diminutive.
So let's say that it's raining out. We can say that las gotas son chicas, which means the raindrops are small. Or if it's just kind of a drizzle and the raindrops are very small, we can say las gotas son chiquitas.
And if these raindrops are so small that they're like a mist, una garúa, we can say las gotas son chiquititas.
Okay, so now let's look a little bit closer at how some of these words are used.
Okay, as always, Lizzie, I'm game for that.
So, to begin, let's look at the word llover.
All right, I'm ready for an example.
Llueve todo el día. This means it rains all day.
Of course, but not in Lima. Mm-hmm. So, we know that the verb llover means to rain and that todo el día means all day. I think we should describe where the word it comes in.
Maybe we should look at this in the next section. But for now, let's say that this is called an impersonal verb.
All right, good idea, Lizzie. Impersonal verbs are easy because they only ever have one form.
All right, so let's move on and look at the word llovizna.
And would you let our audience know what this means?
We use this word to refer to a drizzle, as in the example, la llovizna es muy común en el invierno. Drizzle is very common in the winter.
So, in this sense, it's a noun.
Alan, I know in English we can use the verb drizzle as a verb too. We can do the same in Spanish.
Pero claro, of course. We have the verb lloviznar.
I think we should point out that the beginning of it even looks a little like the verb llover, which we just covered.
Right, they are very similar. And as a verb, we can use it like this. Llovizna en el invierno. It drizzles in the winter.
It's interesting to point out how the usage in the Spanish is so similar to that of the English.
All right, Lizzie, two more words. First, let's look at the word garúa.
This means mist, as in the example, la garúa es una cosa extraña. Mist is a strange thing. And just like we saw with the nouns lluvia and llovizna, this one too can be made into a verb.
And for our audience, the verb is...
It's garuar.
How about an example with this one?
Sure, siempre garúa en el otoño. It always mists in the fall.
Okay, now, for those who have yet to visit Lima, this mist is something that plays a huge role in the climate here.
It sure does. When there's a lot of garúa, we always have to wash las ventanas, the windows, and constantly barrer, I mean sweep, the floors, because there is this little dust that always comes into the house.
It's really amazing how much maintenance is required. I mean, if you have a car, you need to wash your car two to three times a week.
Otra cosa, another thing that's kind of interesting as a result of this garúa is how everyone waxes their floors.
That's right, and this is done pretty regularly, isn't it?
Oh, I would say about once a week.
¿Y por qué? Why do people do this so regularly?
We are maniac. Well, it makes it easier to get rid of the dust if the floor is freshly waxed. It also makes your house smell nice and clean.
You know, I think I've even seen people waxing a little walkway to their house and even their sidewalk.
Yeah, people get a little obsessive about it.
now that we've gotten a deeper understanding of the vocabulary for today's lesson, what do you say we take a closer look at the grammar?
Sounds like a very good idea.
Now, before we were talking about the verb to rain, which is llover, right?
Right, llover.
So, we mentioned it being impersonal. Maybe we could pick up from there.
Okay, so here's the question. When we're talking about the weather, using a verb like llover, to rain, can I be the subject of this verb? I mean, can I rain?
No, that doesn't really make sense, does it?
And can you be the subject? Can you rain?
No, that doesn't work either, would it?
Can we rain?
I don't think so. I can't. Can you?
Can they rain?
Well, not unless they have some kind of freakish powers.
Exactly. For each tense, there's only one form of a verb like llover, which can be used here.
Aha. Uh-huh. And what is this form called?
For the verb llover, it's llueve.
And this means?
It means it rains.
So just one form, huh?
Just one form.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Are you positive?
Yes.
Now, for the other verbs that we've looked at, there are many, many forms.
Right, but these are special because for each tense they only have one form.
Can we tell our audience the name for this type of verb?
Well, yeah, but the concept is more important than the term.
I agree, but come on, the audience.
Okay, in that case, you can tell them that this is called a defective verb.
A defective verb. Okay, folks, go write that down.
So, today we saw three verbs that are like this. They are llover, lloviznar, and garuar.
So, all of these are defective verbs.
Yeah, they are. And when we form these verbs, we're always going to conjugate them to the third person singular.
Ah, so that means that this will be the same form as the one we used for he and she. But to make this clear, let's look at some examples.
For example, llueve mucho en el sur de Chile, which means it rains a lot in the south of Chile.
Okay, so here we see that the third person singular form of the verb has been used, llueve.
Right. Like we said, this form is llueve. It rains.
All right. That seems to make sense. Now, how about using one of the other verbs?
Well, let's see. We could use the verb lloviznar and say llovizna poco en el verano. It drizzles just a little bit in the summer.
See how clear the pattern is?
Yeah. The verb lloviznar has been changed to llovizna in order to say it drizzles.
Okay. Let's finish up with one more example.
Okay, this time with the verb garuar. For example, en la costa garúa, pero no llueve. And this means, on the coast, it mists, but it doesn't rain.
Hey, that's a good example, since it uses two of these verbs.
And you can see that they're both in the third person singular form, garúa and llueve.
These impersonal verbs seem pretty important to know.
Yeah, that's right. You know, another example of this is with the verb hacer, when we're using it to express the existence of something.
Also good to bring up.
So, Alan, for many of us here in Lima, the garúa is really hard to stand. Do you find it annoying?
I don't really get annoyed at the weather here, Lizzie. In fact, I find it gets a little boring. Between winter and summer, it's a little moister, a little drier, a little warmer, a little cooler. But you have to remember, I come from Canada where, mm-hmm. You know where I was born, Lizzie? It went from 40 below in the winter to 40 above in the summer. I mean, those are extremes. Here, I mean, the weather's fine, but I don't really get excited about it or upset.
Oh, on the contrary, I love the rain.
Well, I will invite you to Canada.
Thank you very much. Well, this is where we'll stop for today.
So you know where you can find an in-depth explanation of both impersonal and defective verbs?
I'm gonna guess the grammar bank in the Learning Center.
You heard that, audience? Just one click away.
You know what else might be beneficial and interesting?
I'm gonna say Costa Rican 18, Peruvian 18, and Iberian 18.
All based off of this lesson. This is the root.
And that's the fruit.
Until next time, friends.
Ciao, amigos.
Ciao.